Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tits.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go, this is it!
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson, pow, pow, pow.
I am Sir Mr. Delaney, so what?
Welcome along to the Pig Odyssey. Can't remember which episode we're at, but don't worry too much about that. Last time out, we just made a couple of notes between us at the end. One of them was Pig Island, which we briefly touched upon. It also goes under the name of Pig Beach, which I was absolutely unaware of this, but I've gone to the Wikipedia page because obviously that is our go-to for any kind of information about anything on this podcast. And Pig Beach, as it's known there, is located on Big Major Cay, also known as Major Cay. It is a beach on an uninhabited island located in Exuma, the Bahamas. The island takes its unofficial name from the fact that it is populated by a colony of feral pigs which live on the island. This is something I had no knowledge of. This is possibly the greatest thing I have ever heard of. In the Bahamas, I'll just go just say it again in case people haven't understood what we've just said. In the Bahamas, there is an uninhabited island, but it is inhabited. It's inhabited by a colony of feral pigs. It's Pig Island.
And they're having the fucking time of their lives. I mean, if you look it up, all you see is a picture of the happiest pig in the world swimming in the most crystal clear blue fucking Caribbean water, right? With his snout, he's like almost completely submerged. His lovely big fat body is submerged, and all that's poking out are his lovely ears and his big snout. And he's just swimming about under blue skies and thinking, this is the life for me. I am a free pig of the land.
It's one of the greatest pictures I've ever seen. I'm going to print that out because it's there on the Wikipedia page.
Oh, it's so nice.
In large format. You could easily print that out on A4 and frame it and put it on the wall of, let's say, your bathroom.
Yeah, or your Vita Modular, if you have one.
Or your Vita Modular. Or your garage, where you've got your pool table. It's unbelievable. Look at the fucking blueness of that water. It's blue, but also clear. Because of course, water's not blue. Everyone thinks, well, water's blue, isn't it? The sea's blue. No, it's not blue.
It's fucking clear.
Sun reflecting the sky.
Yeah. It's like blue. Polar bears aren't white, you know. Their hairs are translucent.
They're bald.
They're completely clear. It's the light from the snow makes them look white. Yeah.
Shit. Didn't know that.
Talking of bears, later today.
Why not?
For the reset, and then we'll probably do a different deep dive into bears, but just it's on my mind. For the reset later today, I'm interviewing a geezer who survived a bear attack.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. When he was 17, he was on a kayaking holiday in the wilds of Canada with the lads. And he went up some hill on his own, probably for a piss, I don't know. Next thing he knows, he's fucking face to face with a big fucking bear. And the bear just charges at him. Said it was the fastest fucking thing he'd ever seen in his life.
Jesus.
Apparently, they get up
Christ.
To 40 miles per hour in like 0 to 3 seconds. And it fucking just backhanded him round his boat race. And he flew like a rag doll. like through the sky. Yeah, he did.
What's going through bears' heads when they just think, I'm going to chase this bloke and punch him.
I'm going to spark this cunt out. He's on my manor. There's a fucking human and he's getting sparked with my big fucking bear paw. No, because they think you're a threat. So apparently you've got to not make eye contact, speak in a very low voice and move slowly backwards away.
Have you seen that footage of the woman where the bear comes and just stands next to her?
Yeah.
It might be in Canada as well.
It's terrifying, isn't it?
And our friends are just filming it and just saying, just don't move, do not move. And she's just, you know, like you're supposed to do when there's a wasp around.
Yeah.
If you can keep your nerve and just stand still till it fucks off. It's like that.
It's the same with ghosts. You're not, if a ghost comes up to you, you just stand still and don't look it in its eyes. Yeah.
And if it tries to get in your drink, don't swat it away.
Yeah, and if you're having jammy toast,
toast and jam
for like maybe in this nice weather we've got at the moment, you might be having a bit of toast and jam in the garden, like just in the middle of the day. Be careful, because a ghost will be attracted to that,
and it'll just sit on it.
It'll come, and then it can get stuck in your jammy toast, and then you're walking. Then you have to eat the ghost. And if you get a ghost in your throat, some people have allergies to ghosts and their whole throat will swell up like a balloon. And unless you get the antidote, unless they send a heli ambulance to get you to the hospital to give you the antidote within like 20 minutes, you die of ghost. Mm. And not many people, I mean, it's not huge, but on average, 20 people a year in the UK die of ghost.
That's a lot.
And it particularly happens in... People always think ghosts are the most dangerous and rife in cold, wintry months when they go around. They spend a lot of time haunting sort of old
Halloween time
castles and country estates and stuff. Yeah. But actually, people let their guard down in the summer, and that's when ghosts, because of their attraction to sugary treats, which you're having a lot of the time in the summer, that's when a lot of people, die of ghost.
And as well, if you do swallow a ghost accidentally or otherwise, you've got to check your stools for the next couple of days and make sure you shit it out. If you don't shit it out, you're in trouble. That means you're going to become a ghost yourself.
It can get stuck in your colon. And then it'll just slowly infect your blood until you're pretty much ghost.
Yeah. You just go really pale.
And start floating. You know. Which actually is fun, but one of the many, like some people, especially young people nowadays, they all follow these ghost influencers on Instagram. And so they're all like, I want to be a ghost. Like my kids are always like, I want to be a ghost. And I go, why? Why do you want to be a ghost? That's no life. That's no ambition. Oh, yeah, but there's this ghost.
Good job.
There's Ghosty John on Instagram. He's got like 10 million followers. He drives a Bugatti. Right, he's got a six pack, and I go, but none of it's real.
Cigars.
I said, you know, like his six pack's not real. If you touched it, your hand would go straight through it. Yeah, but he looks really great. And what do you know, Dad? You're just a podcaster. Like he's a ghost, but he's like living his best life, right? And they go, he's like, don't let any woman reject you. You know, a woman wants someone who is strong. Be mean to women, right? Because that's what they find attractive. Yeah. And I'm like, don't listen to... This is a toxic ghost. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And
He does. He's got a list of ultra extreme legend goals.
Yeah.
Ghost goals.
Yeah, and he goes, every morning I get up and I say what I'm going to achieve that day in my ghost journal. Right.
Yeah.
And I go, don't believe
him. He's a high-performance ghost.
It's not how most people live. It's not aspirational. It wouldn't make you happy. And plus, as well, here's something, son. You think, this ghost, he gets all the women he wants, right? Well, I bet he hasn't mentioned this on his fucking Instagram reels. Guess what? Ghosts can't have sex. Because a male ghost cannot get an erection. Because they are, of course... what do you call it? Well, they're ghostly. Like, there's nothing hard on a ghost.
There's nothing there.
Your hand goes straight through it. He could have the appearance of an erection, but he can't do anything with it. Therefore, he can boast as much as he wants about, all the girls love me because I treat them in keeping key and I got my cars and my money and my cigars and all of that. Doesn't matter, mate. even if that's true, there's nothing you can do with those. You can't even kiss them, not with tongues. You can kiss them on the lips, yeah, sort of, but you couldn't slip your tongue in.
They'll not feel it.
Ghosts, yeah, don't really even have tongues as such, so think about that.
I've never seen a ghost tongue before. No. That's true.
Go think about that next time you're aspiring to be a ghost.
I don't even think they've got teeth. You just see them open their mouths and it's just like, oh.
They don't eat. That's another thing they can't have is food, right?
Apart from jam.
Oh, they love jam. But a lot of the time they can't actually digest it. They're just attracted to it. Anyway, back to pigs. Anyway, I am interviewing this bear bloke later. I'll report back on that on tomorrow's pod or on Friday's pod because it's quite exciting for me.
All right, so I'm going to make notes. I'm going to put Prague and Bear Man for Friday. I'm sure that'll be enough for 30 minutes. More than enough. But this, I can't get over how incredible this picture of the fucking pigs are swimming in the Bahamas. They are just...
It's one of the most
impossible for any creature to be happy as
life affirming, and this is what pigs deserve. I mean, I've been watching quite a lot of YouTube videos about pigs, you know, in preparation for doing this series of pig podcasts, pig pods, and you know, they are really loving creatures. I know it's cliche to say it, but they really are intelligent. Have you seen the way they escape from things? They're amazing. Pigs are really talented escapologists. Any fucking human-made lock, they just work it out in seconds, much quicker than I'd be able to work a lock out.
They've been on Britain's Got Talent for some of them doing escapology.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They're really good. I mean,
it's on YouTube.
So I just look at these pigs here in this lovely picture, and I think this is what pigs deserve. They're kind. They're intelligent. They're really loyal to each other, especially their siblings. I was watching something the other day. They're, like, really loyal to their own siblings.
Right.
Like, there's, like, videos of them. If someone fucks with a pig's brother or sister, the pig will go to any lengths to defend it.
Fuck them up.
Yeah. And...
eat them.
And so, you know, pigs are lovely creatures. And what do we fucking do with them? We send them to abattoirs, kill them, turn them into sausages. And I just think... Yeah. These ones living on this island, that is how we should treat our pigs. We should let them fucking just have luxury, all-inclusive holiday islands.
We should all look like that. Have you seen where they're going to do a trial of universal basic income? Two places in the UK.
Are they really? That's a great idea.
Yeah. And they're going to give them £1,600 a month.
Ooh.
Which works out about 19 grand a year.
That's really good.
To just do whatever you want with.
Yeah. Well, there's been studies with that. And people, obviously, the horrible Tory-minded people who live amongst us go, well, these people will just fritter their money away on bingo and cigarettes.
And drugs. And pornography.
But every study that's been done, every experiment of this nature that's been done, like, you know, the vast majority of people, I mean, the vast majority, like, so over 90%, have always, within a year... grown their money to the extent that they're less dependent on the universe because they take it and they put it into they get their head above water sufficiently that they stop having to claim other benefits, or they actually invest it in some way, starting a business or what have you, that allows them to make more money. And so ultimately it's to the benefit of all of us, and it's a great riposte to all of the people who just have such a mean And it turns out, unfounded negative view on human nature. Most people want to fucking look after themselves and get by and work and just not have the fucking shit of having to like rely on other people or institutions to support them. No one wants to live that way.
Bring it on. Bring on universal basic. And I mean, you know, we should be doing a 4-day week by now.
Fuck's sake, of course we should.
You know, automation. And, you know, streamlining work operations.
AI.
We should only be working 4 days a week.
AI. Should get the AI to do these podcasts.
Bring on AI. Yes, AI may destroy humanity. But then, who created AI? Humans.
Exactly. So
it's our own fault.
Think on.
Yeah. But, it's going to be two areas, 30 people in two areas. Jarrow in the northeast, near where I live.
You know, I had a friend whose grandma had a monkey in Jarrow. I've told you that before.
Fucking hell, that sounds like the first line of a fucking folk song.
A Monkey in Jarrow. You Googled it before, I don't know if we could find it. But there was a woman, she had, and this same woman, this same grandma who owned a monkey in Jarrow, at her funeral, as a coffin went down into the whatever they put it into, the fiery pit, they played the Formula One theme tune.
Get in there.
Well, it's Fleetwood Mac, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is. Jarrow in the northeast and East Finchley in North London.
Oh.
That's where that's going to be going on. Yeah, bring it on.
That's great news.
Pig Island. There's more about Pig Island, the origins of Pig Island history. There does not appear to be a single factual account of how the pigs ended up on the island. Some say the pigs are said to have been dropped off by a group of sailors who wanted to come back and cook them. Put them... leave them here.
Leave them
there's
here.
Nobody here.
We'll go off and do the drop off the cargo that we've got to drop off
and
whatnot.
Do some sailoring.
Do some sailoring about. And by the time we come back, they'll be about ready to cook. And we'll have a massive pork party.
The sailors never returned and the pigs survived on excess food dumped from passing ships. Another legend has it the pigs were survivors of a shipwreck and managed to swim to shore, while other accounts claim they had escaped from a nearby islet, which I believe is a tiny island. Others suggest the pigs were part of a business scheme to attract tourists to the Bahamas.
You know who's very active in the Bahamas is Branson. I wouldn't be surprised if
Branson,
this is one of his schemes.
It's close to where he lives, isn't it?
I'm going
to
fucking fill a whole island with pigs and we're going to launch Virgin Pigs. What form will that take? What is the revenue stream? What is the strategy? I'll be honest, I don't know yet. But that's how everything has worked in my business career. I have idea first, strategy second. That's what. Write that down, in fact. Right? That's how I've always operated. It was the same with Virgin Records. Right? I didn't fucking think I was going to start a big record label. I just had an idea for a song. And then we sort of took it from there. And it's the same with this. I woke up in one. I thought, wouldn't it be great to fill a whole fucking island round here with just pigs, nothing else but pigs, and let the pigs do anything they wanted. And
it's a bit like universal basic income.
It's the same. And funnily enough, write this down as well. We're going to give the pigs universal basic income, not money, because they'd just eat it. We'll pay them in, what is it they like again? Peelings and turnip tops.
Swill.
Turnip tops, swill and peelings. And we'll give them all a minimum amount, that one bucket a week for free.
We'll drop it in off a helicopter.
And when we come back, when we come back and check in on them, I will bet you that at least 90% of them pigs have used that swill and the turnip tops and the peelings to create something for themselves, maybe a little business, right?
They'll have the time of their lives.
Is just scoffed it all. Right? Or maybe they've scoffed it or shat it out and then they've used the shit as a fertiliser to grow their own turnip tops. I don't know. We'll find out. Virgin pigs is going to be, I'm telling you, is the next
big
thing.
Watch out for it. Or it might have been a tax thing, you know, that whole investment in business to avoid tax. He might have just done that.
Yeah, he got his tax. He got his extra
profits
at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Jalapeño.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jalapeño.
Another claim is the pigs were stocked on the island in the 1990s by residents of nearby Staniel Cay to raise for food. So they're quite a recent thing then. They're a recent development, apparently, it seems. Modern day. The pigs are now fed by residents from neighbouring islands and tourists, and the island is unofficially known as Pig Beach by both locals and tourists. Pig Beach. That's a great name for a group.
Pig Beach. I mean, a lot of people have said there's this band, isn't there, called Pigs Times Seven.
Yeah.
It's funny the first few times you hear, but it's annoying now. But to be fair to the band themselves, they admit, they go, yeah, it's really annoying. Like, we don't know. I heard him being interviewed once, one of the geezers in the band. He sort of said, well, you know, we didn't think the band would become a thing. We didn't think they'd be successful. Mm. That's almost why we willfully gave it an absurd name. Fucking sod's law. We've had loads of bands over the years with good names that have gone nowhere. We make up a band with a name that's a right hassle to say, and that's the fucking one that gets some traction.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, from my part of the world, pigs.
Yeah,
pigs.
Have you ever gone to see them?
I haven't. I'll be honest, I haven't.
All right, well, maybe after this you should.
Something to think about there, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. What else is going on Pig Beach? Modern day, yeah. In 2017, a number of the resident pigs, brace yourself, were found dead.
Oh, what happened?
It caused speculation, obviously, regarding the cause of death, including claims of tourists feeding pigs alcohol. That's the kind of thing that you'd expect in the Bahamas from these party boy tourists.
Oh, like it'd be a load of no bros, fucking respect. American tourists.
Or probably influencers.
Or
ghost influencers, maybe.
We suspect, we are not yet sure, police are investigating, but we do suspect that there has been some ghost involvement / ghost play involved in the untimely death of these pigs.
Ghost play is a great name for a group as well.
Some people say that Noel Edmonds was involved, and that it was because they were
Sam,
what?
We could form a tribute group to Coldplay, right? But as ghosts and call it Ghostplay.
And we come on stage wearing sheets over our heads.
Yeah.
What? Well, I only know the two songs by Coldplay.
That's a guaranteed income, becoming a tribute group.
I know, it's amazing.
If you're a musician, just become a tribute group and you'll always find
work. I was talking about that with my brother the other day, because when we went to see the Smiths with a Y, it was, I mean, I've been seeing this last year I've been to more gigs probably in this last year than I've been in the previous 10. It was up there in my top 3 gigs of the year, and I'm not joking.
Fucking hell.
Because brilliant. If you love the music of the Smiths, which I do, to go to, I've seen Morrissey before Morrissey became sort of toxic. I've seen him a couple of times, and he'll do a few Smith songs in amongst his other stuff.
Yeah.
And so does Johnny Marr. But it's not the same as going to a night where every fucking song is a Smith's banger, and everyone in the audience knows every single word and sings along to it with their fucking arms in the air, and in some cases, tears in their eyes, right?
Yeah.
When they're singing shit like "There's a Light That Never Goes Out." And what I realised was it was this band's 40-year anniversary. Now, very few fucking bands, hell, tribute or otherwise, stay together for that long.
What? So they formed the same year as the Smiths brought their first single out?
Yeah. Oh, hang on. No.
Fucking hell.
Hang on. It must have been the 40-year anniversary of the Smiths. But they have been together some incredible amount of time because they said it. And what I realised was why they're so good is that they've been playing these songs. They played these songs more than the Smiths ever played them.
More than the Smiths did, yeah, right?
So obviously the guitarist is not Johnny Marr, but they are, you know, it's a really good band, and they've been fucking coining it for years. And actually, I don't want to, but we know a guy who's in a Billy Joel tribute act that tours the States and elsewhere.
That's
and
right,
I
yeah.
reckon he must be coining it in, because in America, everyone loves Billy Joel. don't they?
Yeah.
He's basically America's... The closest thing you could compare it to is he's America's Tommy Steele, isn't he?
Yeah. Even if he's not coining it in, he's making a decent living out of it, probably. And to make a decent living out of going around pretending to be Billy Joel, can't argue with that at all.
No, it's fucking great. Can't complain about that. I'm not even sure if he is Billy Joel in the act. He might just be one of...
Doesn't matter.
What, Billy Joel's band called Billy Joel and the Jolers or something?
Don't know. I don't know. He's got a band. They don't have a name. He doesn't give them a name.
You don't get it.
It's all about Joel.
You're there. You keep your mouth shut. You play the songs.
That's it.
And then I fucking... And you take your money and you go home.
It keeps you on your toes. Once you're in a band with a name, you think you've got a job for life. And trust me, you don't. You start unionising. You start organising.
You want more money. You want benefits. I am the counterfeit Billy Joel, not you.
Yeah, that's not even the real Billy Joel. It's just a tribute cut. Watch out for Ghostplay hitting the road in 2024. Me and you and a couple of... It'll be like when Morrissey and Mars signed that contract as the Smiths and Rock and Joyce got nothing. Oh. And Rock and Joyce had to take Morrissey to court because they were just employees. It'd be me and you and two or three employees in Ghostplay. And, we'll
get
on Billy Joel.
Did Morrissey say anything when Andy Rourke died? Involved. You know, the night I saw the Smiths was actually that same day Andy Rourke had died.
Yeah.
So that it turned into a tribute thing. But I saw Johnny Marr's statement. Did Morrissey say anything about Andy Rourke's death?
Morrissey put a statement out which is very touching and very heartfelt, but he almost completely pitched it correctly. But then at one point he said something in it like, after the Smiths, Andy stayed something like true to himself and genuine, unlike some people.
Oh my God.
So he just had to have a little fucking nibble at someone. I guess Johnny Marr. Or maybe it might have been Mike Joyce, who'd also, you know, sued him. It might have been Mike Joyce.
All the best, Morrissey. P.S. Stop the boats. Stop the boats. Oh, Morrissey, man.
I repeat.
Morrissey, you fucking, you mucked it up. It was going so well.
Yeah.
PPS. PPS. Britain is full.
Love, Morrissey, California.
And fucking Andy knew that. He might not have said it, but he fucking knew it.
Oh, man, we'll have the fucking Morrissey army onto us now. The online Morrissey army. Oh, God. There's never been any proof that Morrissey is a racist. It's all been fictionalised by the mainstream media.
Is there a big overlap between fans of Morrissey and fans of Jeremy Corbyn? They seem to have a similar vibe.
It's just all that kind of, I don't want to say cult behaviour, but people who've got really, really get into things. I mean, maybe we've got some followers who are really a bit too much into it. I don't know.
There's never been any evidence that Santa Lady actually ordered a fish cake. It just became part of local folklore.
He said it himself, mate, on the podcast.
Yes, but he says all sorts of things. He says all sorts of things. He doesn't mean them.
Let's just wrap up Pig Island, I think, for this episode. So, speculation recording the cause of those deaths in 2017 claimed tourists feeding pigs alcohol or the pigs ingesting sand. That feels very weird.
Why would they start ingesting sand? Thing we know about pigs, well, not the main thing, but one of the main things everyone knows about pigs is that the pig's digestive system is extremely robust. That's why gangsters are said to feed...
Feed corpses,
dead bodies to pigs. Pigs can eat fucking anything, can survive, right? So the idea that a bit of booze would have killed them, we're not talking about kittens here. Right? I reckon a fucking average pig could drink most people under the fucking table. I mean, a pig could go out with, I don't know, Shane McGowan and Jimmy White and probably be the last one left standing. I don't think some American tourist feeds it a bottle of fucking Bacardi spiced. It's going to fucking die off of it. It'll be like, didn't even touch the fucking side, son.
I mean, I think the liveliest pig in history could be the pig from the Now albums on that time when it had a leather jacket on.
Yeah, yeah.
And that pig could drink anybody under the
table.
Yeah,
he was well known for it, wasn't he? He was always at the Smash Hits Award every year. And
I mean, because he was bringing in all the royalties from the album, so he was also fucking loaded.
Apparently, he loved doing gear as well, up his snout. He was known for it. They'd call him, his nickname was, my nickname's the Hoover, because I can't believe the amount of fucking gear. And I bring my own, and I'm very generous with it. I'm not tight, not like fucking some people I could mention. John Taylor, fucking sneaking off to the box to do it all, claiming he hasn't got any. Right, I'll be like, come on, come all, I'll meet you in the VIP toilets backstage, there's enough for everyone. But they can't believe
it. Out in the trough.
One time, I wrote in cocaine, pig cocaine, obviously, not human cocaine. I wrote out in pig cocaine on the floor of the toilet backstage at Smash Hits Awards in about 1985, it were. I wrote, now that's what I call music, 12, right? In fucking 3 foot letters, and then I snorted the whole thing in about 4 seconds flat up my snout. People could, they still talk about it now. Ask Nick Kershaw, he was there. He fucking laughed and he pissed himself. He couldn't go out and do his song because his trousers were all covered in piss. And the producer said, what's all that on your trousers? He said, piss.
Michael Hurl.
And they said, and Hurl was fucking fuming. He said, what have you pissed yourself? You're on in 5 minutes. You're supposed to be doing I Won't Let the Sun Go Down on You. Right, on me.
What's the matter with you?
And he said, well, I've just seen that pig from the Now That's What I Call Music doing the most enormous fucking line of gack in the toilets up his snout. And it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I've literally pissed myself laughing. Well, you're not going up there with piss all over you. I'll have to get someone to stand in. Where's Marilyn? He'll stand in.
I was just thinking Marilyn myself.
Marilyn, you're up. Kershaw's pissed his knickers. Something to do with
I should
a
have
pig.
Invited that fucking pig. The fucking pig's not even a fucking pop star. He's just a fucking pig off an album.
Who let that pig backstage?
Fucking hanger on.
Fuck off, Earl. I've sold more fucking units than any other cunt here, even Elton John. And I'll fucking go wherever I want. I'll roam free.
And then I'm going to go live on Pig Island when I retire.
Why is that pig wearing another biker's jacket?
There it is. What label was the Now albums on? They were on Virgin Stroke EMI. Who was in charge of Virgin back then?
Yeah,
Richard Branson. Who lives near Pig Island? There you go.
Branson.
Pig Island originated by the Now Pig.
Branson's there it great. Is. It also feels like really good James
Fuck
Bond
me,
baddie
we've solved
vibes,
it.
Doesn't it? Like,
yeah,
Commander Bond.
He lives in
mission.
A lair, doesn't he? Doesn't live in a fucking house.
Yeah,
it's
like there's this music executive who's become really powerful. He lives in a lair in the Bahamas, and he's building an army of pigs. And we want you to go and look into it, Commander Bond.
Yeah. Also, the pig population was estimated between 50 and 60 pigs as of 2019. That didn't seem like many, so they don't seem to be breeding and spreading very much, which I thought they might do. There's also a few stray cats and goats on the island as well, Sam.
Oh,
explain that.
The cats. Wonder how they all get along.
Don't know.
There are similarities between cats and pigs. Like, they love to lounge about.
Yeah.
They're quick and vicious if provoked, but they love to just relax and eat.
Yeah, yeah. So, from Nassau to Pig Beach is 89 miles and takes 2 hours by speedboat. The only way you can get there is on speedboat.
Right, I'm going to go and check in on those pigs. Someone fucking check there's petrol in the speedboat. I'm going over to Pig Island to check in on the cunts. Make sure they haven't all fucking eaten each other.
There's a number of tour operators that offer private and group trips from nearby caves and islands. Pig Beach has become a popular topic on social media sites like Instagram. Well, I didn't know about that, but I'll be looking into that and following all of the Pig Island accounts as soon as this episode's finished. Some people claim to have been bitten by a pig while visiting. Well, yeah, probably. Got too fucking close, didn't you?
Don't provoke the pig.
Pig Island there. That's this episode, I think, of the Pig Odyssey, which I think is easily going to top 100 episodes. I think
I
this
very
is
much hope so. We've barely touched the sides of pig activities. We haven't really finished Pig Island.
We've had lots of useful emails come in. Don't tweet us stuff about pigs because they're generally... They'll
we'll just
get
lose
lost,
the tweet, yeah.
Email us at topflytimemachine@gmail.com and we'll be able to retain your correspondence if it's useful. Next week, I think we're going to look at the Tamworth too.
Yeah.
Feels right.
Butch and Sundance, that was their names.
Of course it was, yeah.
Mm. Also, one of the names I give to my fists when I'm about to fight.
Butch and Sundance, I think I see your testicles.
No, all that, yeah. Come on, say hello to Butch and Sundance.
Unzips.
Raindrops will keep falling on your fucking head in a minute. Raindrops is what I call punches, by the way. Raindrops keep falling on my head.
All right, that's it from this one. Thank you very much for listening. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.